Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. What's up, y'all? I'm back. I love doing these. I've been doing these repetitively for like a week. For like a
Okay.
week. I've been doing it since forever. Anyway, I'm back with a incredible hip hop artist. This is Sean the Prince. And tell him by his name, you can definitely tell he's hip hop. I'm so glad you came by today. I'm so excited. I have not done a hip hop artist in forever. I've been doing producers and other artists for a little while, so it's good to have a hip hop one on my show. Welcome.
Thank you for having
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm always on the lookout for talent, local talent, that is.
me.
Yes, sir. And to all the newbies out there, you mind doing a little rundown?
Man, just my name, Sean Prince from Hartsville, South Carolina. I started doing music about 4 years ago professionally. I actually recorded my first EP drop last year, the day before my birthday. Dropped last year, the day before my birthday. And this now I'm actually got a couple of projects I'm working on. Earlier this year, January of this year, I actually ended up signing a distribution deal with Bentley Records out of New York. End up doing that. I dropped my single Questions off my new EP, Progress Dreams 102, which will be releasing actually pretty soon. And I got a cut. Right now, I'm actually on a promo tour as of right now as we speak. I was just in Phoenix last Thursday. I was in Dallas, Texas before that. And I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, October 29th through the 31st. So, you catch me down there. But other than that, like I said, I've been doing music professionally about 4 years. I had a couple magazine articles written up about me. You can find them on the internet as well. Other than that, man, I'm just working on new music and getting ready for this project to drop.
That is awesome. That was awesome. And congrats on your tour. That's so exciting. I
Thank you.
missed you in Texas. I live in Texas and you were just there. I missed you.
Yeah,
That's sad.
I was out there in August. I was out there in August at the dive on 75. I was out there in August. I had a show out there, and then like I said last Thursday, I was just in Phoenix, Arizona. I was just out there in Phoenix, and I'll be in Atlanta the end of October. So yeah, I was just literally out there like a couple of weeks ago.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, that's cool. And that's so awesome that you are doing this promotional tour. I mean, that's pretty nice that you're doing that. Get you more out there and want more views. That's so
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, me and my team. me and my team put the promo tour together. Of course, it wasn't really that big of a tour, but we put like this little promo tour together just to really promote the single question, promote me as an artist, let them know who was behind it and what I had going on as far as stuff like that, as far as in the future. Because actually next year we'll be actually doing a bigger tour next year that kicks off the end of April. So we'll be doing a bigger tour next year. You know, so for the ones who didn't get to see me when I came to Texas this year, you will definitely get your chance next year when I come back to Texas.
Yay, that's awesome. That is so cool. So cool. You've had a very successful career. I can't wait to see more and more of it. I can't wait. So excited. Anywho, I wanted to get into music because that's what we're here for. Firstly, though, I want to go back in time a little further later. Actually, in the past, and I wanted to ask how'd you get started as a musician?
Well, basically how I got started, just like as a kid, man, I've had people probably about 5 years old, so this was probably like early 2001. So yeah, I had to be like 5 years old. This was early 2001. I never forget. I think it was a summer morning. Matter of fact, and my mom was taking me to summer camp. And we was riding down the street, and I heard a song come on the radio, and my mom turned it up and started singing it. I just started vibing to it, listening to it. And when the song went over, I just asked her, I was like, "Mom, who is that?" And she's like, "That's the Notorious B.I.G., that's Biggie." I was like, "What song is that?" She was like, "That's Juicy." That was like, that was the first song he ever did that, you know, on a national stage. So when I heard it, I was like, man, like, yo, like, I like that song. So she ran out and she actually bought me his first album, which was the Ready to Die album. And she brought me that and I listened to it. And I just, you know, I was supposed to be listening to it at the age that I was, but it's just like, you know, his words just caught my attention, how his wordplay was, you know, how he was using metaphors. I was like, man, like, yo, like, I could really see myself doing that. And, you know, but me being in the sports, because I really just thought sports was my way out. You know, I never really too much got into, like, trying to be a rapper. So probably around about 10, I just said, man, I'm going to try it. And I wrote my first rap. And I used to perform it for my cousins. But really how I kind of like got in the stage or used to perform it for my cousins, I used to play this game called Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And they had all the like the old rap songs up there from the 90s off the West Coast. So I used to learn the songs and go back and do them for my cousins. And they like, man, you can do this if you really wanted to. And then, you know, just by me growing up on that whole New York wave of music from Biggie to 50 Cent, Diplomats, from Biggie, Bad Boy to all of them in one, just for me growing up on their music, like I always felt the sense, like, damn, like, maybe I really can do this. But I was still in the sports. Like, I wasn't never really trying to be a rapper. So, probably fast forward time, I'm probably about 19, 20 at this point. And I had originally started out as an author because I wrote a book a couple years ago called Trouble of Success, and I put it out. So I originally started out as an author, and one of my homeboys, who's no longer with us, he was like, man, you should try music. Like, if you wrote a whole book, I really think you can go for music if you wanted to. I'm like, man, that ain't me. Like, you know, and then I think I'm like, well, if I did do music, I wouldn't be an artist. I'd just be a CEO, own the company, and sign the artist and let them do it. But certain situations just came about. And I'm like, man, I'm going to try it. And I stepped into the booth. I'll never forget the first time on December 18th, a couple of years ago, when I recorded the first track, which is on my first EP, Dreams 101, What Else? And that's how, once I recorded it, and I listened to it, I heard my voice over the beat. Cause I actually recorded my first song, What If, over the Nas Hate Me Now beat. And when I recorded it and the producer played it out loud and I heard my voice over, I'm like, man, this is what I'm doing. And ever since then, I've been going full flow with it.
Oh, that's awesome. It looks like you were destined to be a rapper. Looks like you were destined to be. And that's most common, actually, that a rapper, they also know how to play basketball, I guess.
Yeah, because I was so much in the sports, man. Like, I just grew up, like, of course, we lived in the hood or whatever, so it was just certain things that I saw, certain things that I did, but I was so much in the sports, so, you know, I just kept telling myself, like, man, sports is going to be my way out. Sports is going to be my way out. And don't get me wrong, I made it to college, you know, playing ball, but once I put out that book and the book started gaining the attention and then come, like, actually stepping into the booth and hearing my voice for the first time, I'm like, man, this is what I'm going to do. And right then and there, I went full flow with it. I left my home state. I left South Carolina. I went up to New York. I went up to New York, and I actually talk about it in a song on my first EP called Dedication. I left here. I went in New York, and I just had regained a love for my hustle and what I love to do. So when I left New York, I brought my movement back down to South Carolina, and in my sister's living room, well, actually in my aunt's living room in New York, I said, "Man, I'm gonna start a record label," but it wasn't the name it is now. And in my sister's living room, I came up with the name Infamous Hustle. And we've been running with it ever since. And that's how Infamous Hustle Records came to what it is today, because it actually was named Infamous Hustle Family. Like, it was named like a, because it was more so like a family. But I ended up changing it in my sister's living room to Infamous Hustle Records. And here we is on tour now.
Interesting. And damn it, I was just about to ask you how to get your record label together, but you already answered it.
Yeah. We move forward with it, man. Cause it's just cause growing up, like, don't get me wrong, like, as far as just owning my own business, I always studied like the Master P's and T.I. and Jay-Z's and other worlds, because I just want, like, how did they come from the circumstances they was in to owning their own label? So once I started studying them and just getting older and realizing, man, look, I don't want to work for nobody. I don't want to be signed to anybody. Like, if we ever did do a deal, I do a net profit or a distribution deal, but I would not fully sign to a record label. So right there in my sister's living room, I made a decision, man. I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna stay independent. But we gonna name it Infamous Hustle Records, and here we is today.
Very interesting. And I also love how that you're doing all this and you have your own record label. That's pretty nice that you do all that. Trust me, I could never like do all of that. I'm busy as it is. I could never do what you're doing.
I mean, it's a lot. It is a lot. Like, it comes with a lot. You're gonna have a lot of late nights, early mornings. You're gonna be up a lot. You know, your phone is gonna never stop ringing. But you know, just something like I tell anybody, man, if there's something you really passionate about, and you know, you feel yourself moving with it, and move forward and see where it takes you, because you would never know if you're gonna try.
Anyway, now I want to get into your music, because I know we just got a little background from you, which thanks for sharing. I want to also kind of know, like, what is your whole music process? What's your way of making music, making songs?
Man, really, I have a kind of crazy way of what I come up with. So, what I do is, I take all of my favorite rappers that I grew up just listening to. Take all of my favorite rappers from T.I., Jeezy, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Nas, Biggie, you know, whichever rapper I'm thinking of. Whichever rapper I think of, I go back and I listen to their first album or their first mixtape they ever put out just to get like a feel of what was their mindset back then. And I take whatever they say and I could like put it almost into semblance of my life. You know, and how will I move forward? How would I say it is? And then once I do that, I go for it and I turn on the beat. So once I turn on the beat, I let the beat probably play about four times. I let the beat probably play about four times. So trying that four times come around, now I'm really stepping the booth. So once I step in the booth and go to record it, like, I do a lot of punching in, so I might record the first verse, and I tell my producer, okay, play it better, let me hear it. Then I go into the second part, so I break my verses down, and once we get it all recorded, now this process, it takes a little bit longer, because you're not just going straight through, you're not just going with the beat. But my process, it works for me, and it turned out to some great music once we get it done. When you get it done, it turned out to some great music, and I just let it play back. And once I hear it, like, okay, that's it. Let's go, let's move forward. And my process, like, it actually led me, you know, putting out that first project, and it, Bentley Records ended up contacting me, and that led me, you know, doing my deal.
All right, that is actually pretty cool. I like that you listen, that you kind of go nostalgic and you listen to your own artist's music and you use that as inspiration. To me, that's like pretty legendary and that's pretty clever to do that. That can be really nice.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that process, it takes you a little bit longer because you're not just going straight through. Like, you're actually, like, you're going to probably record, like, three lines, and then you're going to tell the producer to play it back just so you can get a feel of it. But like I said, that, you know, everybody got a different process. That's just my process of how I record music.
And clearly it's working because you're making great music.
Yeah.
100%. Now I wanted to ask along that question. Overall, as a musician, I wanted to know also, how would you describe your music?
How would I describe my music? I make music for like the best on the corner. Or you in the boardrooms, like, I make my music for hustlers, for the ones that's gonna get up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning just to go work on their passion, just to do something they love to do. Ones that's gonna, like, the rest, everybody else sleeping, they still up. Like, I make my music for them people. Because them people, they, like, they out here, they really on the grind, they really moving, they really sacrificing sleep and time away from their loved ones. So I made my music just for them. So, you know, I like to describe my music like as a, as I had to say in one word, hustler's music, man. It's, you know, music for the hustlers.
That's awesome. I love the hustle. I love it.
Yeah, because, you know, I really just sit there because, like, my mom, you know, she taught me so much. Me growing up, like, you just never settle for anything. Go out there and get it on your own. Don't wait for nobody. You know, you got to dream it, and go put it into action.
Right. I definitely respect your words. That's how I've been taught, too.
Yeah, I said, because the crazy thing, one of my favorite movies is Bronx Tale. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. And, you know, a key line from that movie is, you know, wasted talent. Like, the worst thing you can do in life is waste your talent. Mm-hmm. So like I tell anybody, man, if you got a talent, and, you know, you can see yourself doing that talent, man, don't waste it. And, like, just don't care what anybody else thinks. Don't care what anybody else thinks. You know, move how you want to move. And that's something you see yourself doing, do it.
Yeah, 100%. I checked out the movie, though. I checked it out. Gotta go do it. God. Now, we have discussed before that you're going to be able to showcase your hometown to the entire world. What do you want to tell us about it?
Man, I was just telling somebody, man, like, just keep going. Just keep going, man. Despite the failures you're going to have or you're going to experience, keep going. You know, don't stop. You know, one of my favorite quotes that I like to say is, man, the dream don't stop. You just keep going. Like, just keep going, man, because at the end of the day, like, I feel like, you know, God blessed us all with a certain talent. He blessed us all with a drive. So if you got a certain talent, no matter what that is, like, keep going, keep pushing forward, and, you know, just keep God first. But at the end of the day, you know, he's in charge of this. He's in charge of all of this. He's blessed with it. And still at the same time, we have to get up, put the work in, put the time in to make it happen as well, because he's just not going to give it to you. Mm-hmm.
100%.
You know, if someone would ask me, man, keep going. Despite the falls, despite your failures, keep going at any day. But the worst thing you can do in life is quit. Like, don't quit and don't be a person. Like, one thing my mother always told me, and it never really hit me till I turned about 16, 17 years old, is don't be one of those people that get to their 30s and say, I could have. Or would have. Don't be one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I live by that, and I move by that. And once I put those words into my head, like, I'm still going after, you know, all this time. You know, it's been a minute. Don't get me wrong. I've had my own failures. You know, I've had my own pitfalls, but I keep going. I keep moving, and I keep God first, man.
I can imagine that. That's cool. I'm glad you were able to share advice.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to tease anything about your showcase later?
Well, I'm gonna send you the videos that I have. From matter of fact, I think it's the ones I'm gonna send you. That's on my Instagram. They're posted to my Instagram actually. But I'll send you those. But man, what you're just gonna see is just a great stage presence. They're keeping the crowd into it. Or doing what I love to do. And you will definitely get something out of it.
Oh, that's something we can look forward to. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, God, this awkward space is coming again. Do you have anything new coming later?
Right now, I'm working on, well, I'm actually finished. I just sent it into my label. So I have a new project dropping called Progress Dreams 102. That will be dropping. Then I have another project dropping after that called Black Note. So those are my next two projects I'm working on as far as music-wise. Now, as far as my book, part two has already been written. Actually just trying to work through the different situations with new deals and getting that book placed with the right company. So I'm actually working on that sometime next year. Also, we'll be releasing some new merchandise out for the clothing line. So that'll be coming soon. Like I said, I will be in Atlanta October 29th through the 31st. I'll be in Atlanta that weekend. You can catch me in Atlanta. And if, like I said, not only will I be in Texas, not only will I be back in Texas next year, but I'll also be there my last stop on my promo tour. This time around, I'll be back in Texas. So for the ones that's in Texas that did not get to see me the first time, I'll be back in Texas in November. That'll be the last stop on the tour. You can look for those dates to be released probably the first week of November on my Instagram to let you guys know when I'll be back in Texas. Just as far as the company, we're actually expanding. I'm actually looking for a couple of new staff members right now as I speak. Earlier this year, we just expanded to the West Coast. So my head A&R, he's out there. Well, head A&R and vice president, he's out there on the West Coast right now. So we just expanded to the West Coast earlier this year. Looking to make some bigger moves. So, you know, get used to Infamous Hustle, man, because you're going to be seeing it a lot. You're going to be hearing it a lot. We just here, man, to have fun and just help, you know, just help change people's lives.
Oh, okay. That's so exciting. I can't wait for all the new stuff coming. That's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we got a bunch of new stuff coming as far as music, books. Now, I'm going to make this announcement because this is actually something I've been keeping to myself. So I'm actually, right now, I'm in the process of writing a script for a TV series that I'm looking to start through my production company next year. So that'll be a major announcement that's coming next year that I'm actually working on as well.
Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. That's awesome. Actually, let's go with that.
So what can you tell us about this brand new series you just announced right now?
Man, this series will be basically based on three friends. Three old friends. You know, they haven't seen each other in years. So the TV series that I'm actually going to launch through my production company is called You Can't Outrun Your Past. So it's actually based on a guy named Eric. His street name is Tone. Actually based on a guy named Eric. And he is basically now, he's trying to change his life around. You know, he's married with kids and, you know, just trying to do right. He owns a couple clubs and he's home asleep one night and he hears this noise downstairs. This is how the first episode comes on. Him and his wife and kids are home asleep. Nice home. Hears a noise downstairs. He grabs his gun and he gets up. He walks downstairs and it's actually his old friend, Kevin. Now, realize they have not seen each other in 10 years. Off of their last job that they did. They have not seen each other. So he, you know, when he finally turns on the light and see who is in his house, you know, the first thing come in his head is like, what the hell is you doing here? So, you know, that's just how the first episode come on. You know, I can't tell you too much, but, you know, that's how the first episode comes on. And, you know, he's trying to get Eric to come back into the life. But Eric don't want to put his family and his clubs and his, you know, at jeopardy. So, you know, they actually find out that their other friend is still alive because it was how their last job occurred. You know, he actually got shot. They thought he was dead. Come to find out he was still alive or whatever the case may be after all these years later. And they actually link back up and, you know, things start to happen. But once we write it out and actually shoot it and get it on a TV and get it on a network, then you will see what I'm talking about.
Wow, I'm so excited. You gotta keep me updated. I would love to see y'all's new TV show. I would love to see it. I can't wait to see
it. Yes, it's called You Can't Outrun Your Past.
Ooh,
what
the title
even
sounds cool.
Very, very excited for that. You know, just as, like I said, man, just as far as that, like, you know, just everyone just get ready for the new music. We're going to finish out this tour strong with Atlanta at the end of next month. And then November, man, we'll be back in Texas. So, you know, just getting ready to finish out the tour strong. Put some other things in place, and then in the end of April, we'll be getting back out there for the next tour. So, next tour is gonna be way bigger. It's gonna be way bigger, more exciting. Bringing some people with me on the next tour, so it's gonna be some very special guests and very big surprises.
Interesting. That's so awesome. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. We'll definitely tune in. And I want to really thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this. I can definitely tell you were very busy, that you had so much nonsense going on, but I'm so glad you were able to do this. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You've been such a delight. Now, I ask this to everybody. I know we got to all head out soon. Was there anything curious that you were about me? Was there anything curious?
No, not at this time. But I do want to say, you know, thanks for, you know, just thanks to you for giving me the opportunity to come up here on your platform and introducing myself to the world for the ones who didn't know. Get myself out there, get some more exposure. So I do want to say thank you for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's really cool. So again, thank you. We're about to head off soon, but is there anything lastly you'd like to say to your fans before this becomes over?
Just continue to stream the music, continue to listen to it. You want to follow me on Instagram, man, you can follow me at SeanThePrince15. I'm always posting something so if you want to follow me up there on Instagram, you can follow me at SeanThePrince15. That's my Instagram. For the ones who's going to be in Atlanta, October 29th through 31st, come out, catch the show. We'll be down there, and then the last stop on the tour will be back in Texas. So, just continue listening to music, continue streaming. We have new music soon, and we actually got some videos dropping to a couple of the songs. So, stay tuned for that.
Awesome, good to hear. Y'all make sure to check out SeanThePrince down below in the links to provide it for you. Be on the lookout for updates on social media about his TV show and tour dates. Those are very exciting, so look out for those. If you're looking for them to do, then that's something that you guys can look forward to. As always, everybody, we're everywhere on Rap It Out Podcast. We're the only ones, so letting you guys know. And thank you again, Sean, for coming by. You've been so fun and amazing. And I cannot wait for all the new stuff coming your way. And can't wait for you to share all that new stuff that's going to be coming our way. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I think that's everything. Hope you guys enjoyed this one tonight. And as always, support the artists I interview. Show them some love and give them some more views. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.